What's next for Tennessee farmers? Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. With these grueling hot days of August beaming down on crops and livestock, the state's farmers are now wondering when relief might come. Traditionally, this is the hottest month of the year, and normally the next 3 months are the driest. Today in Carroll County, Senator Bob Corker is expected to see firsthand just how this drought has affected the row crop and livestock operation of Philip Moore.
Well, it's just stressed us on. We're having to feed hay. We've been feeding hay for the cattle for 2 months now, which we don't usually have to feed no hay to, on over about Thanksgiving. It's put an extra burden on us as far as spraying. We've had to spray beans an extra time and probably going to spray some of them another time just because we can't get them to canopy the ground. I think we may be faring better than some other places. I think there's other spots that's probably worse off than what we are. You just take it one day at a time and hope for it. It's going to get better and just look to next year and hope next year is going to be a whole lot better.
Now, last week, Governor Bredesen's request for a federal disaster declaration was approved by USDA, which will allow farmers from any county to apply for a low-interest loan.
If you're a really big company, you have the depth of resources to sometimes, you know, take you through a rough year or two. For a small business of any sort, and certainly most farmers are in that category, it gets really, really tough when you have a year like this year with the freeze and then with the drought. And that's what these programs are for. So we rolled our sleeves up and put the applications in, and I was very glad to get that designation because it'll be a lot of help to some of the farmers who are most hurting from this kind of double whammy this year.
Well, most farmers are not looking forward to getting another loan, and perhaps several of them will be pushing for some other type of disaster assistance, and that will most likely be the topic of conversation as the Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Johanns, is scheduled to meet with the state's Farm Bureau leaders on Thursday during their annual President's Conference in Franklin. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.